We are Simen Nun Hei Sif Hei. Sif Hei. Nun Hei Sif Hei. Im Leihevi Shtei Saare. If a person is Bar Mitzvah 13 years old, but he did not bring Shtei Saare. Afilu Hu Godel Vishonim, he's 15, 16. Dinai Kikot. That means Chazal or Makabel, that in order for one to be considered a Godel, there are two necessary factors that make him into a Godel. Number one, Shonim, he's Bar Mitzvah over 13. And number two, he brought Shtei Saris. Now, if he did not bring Shtei Saris, so he is still a cotton, dinek a cotton, ad sheyetsu roiv shenoysov. Till he becomes 35 years old in 30 days, or 35 years old, yemechot, no, not 30 days, 35 years old plus a day, so that's roiv shenoysov, yemesh neisein lebehem shivim shone. So 35 years and a day he's, but that's roiv shenoysov, sha'oz yisbarer shehu soris. So that means if after 35 years he didn't bring Saris, so now we will not attribute this because he's a cotton. If Roiv of Yemei Chayav passed by, we will not consider him a cotton. We will consider that the reason he did not bring Saris, because he's a Saris, and the Soris never brings Saris. This is one of the simonim of a Soris. He never brings Saris. So if 35 years and a day passed, so I attribute that what he didn't bring Saris is because he's a Soris. So there's no cash anymore. Why didn't he bring Saris? I know the answer, because he's a Soris. So then he has a din godel from Bar Mitzvah. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Shtei sa'arais b'shar mekayme saguf. Two sa'aris could be in other places in the guf. Afilu hevi shtei sa'aris b'zoken. By the beard, two sa'aris grew that also is a simen that's simoni godless. Dinai kikotten. So he has a din cotton. Vim hevi, so that means he did not bring shtei sa'aris. He's 14 years old. So he's a cotton. Vim hevi shtei sa'aris. And then after 14, he brought shtei sa'aris. Nase godu liyoyim shehevi. So then, if I know clearly that he did not have Shtei Saris till when he was 14 years old, so till 14 years, he was a cotton. When he brought the Shtei Saris, he became a godel by 14. Leila mafreya, not, it doesn't work retroactive. But if it passed already, Roiv Shinoisov, that means he's over 35, you don't need an extra year, an extra month. If he's one day into the 36th year, and I see he didn't bring Saris, Sha'oz Yisbarer. So now I find out, there was a kasha till now, why did he not bring Saris? And there are two possible terutzim on this kasha. Teretz number one, that he's a cotton still. He didn't become a godel. Teretz number two, he's a soris. A soris never brings saris. So if 35 years and a day passed, so now I know the teretz, why he didn't bring, I can't say he didn't bring Saris because he was a cotton till now, because he still didn't bring Saris, and I can't call him a cotton after Loiv Shnoisov passed. Sha'oz is barer, so now I can figure out what's a loima. So now I know the reason why didn't he bring Saris the whole time, because he's a person that never brings Saris. So then, after the, when 35 years and a day passes by, so then I realize the reason he didn't bring Saris is because he was a Saris. A Saris never hears Saris. So then he's a Godel from Bar Mitzvah. What? Hanish. If he has a child, so then... That's also true. But that... But this is... That's also Ginya Bombers. That's Araya Simoni Gabbas. Besach Nisht. This is very, very unclear. He had a child that's a shalak upon him, so he was bringing a better bill. Okay. Now, that's one way he did not bring Saris, and he's a godel, and that's if he's 35 years in a day. Now, case number two. There's another case that I can assume that he's a godel, and he didn't bring Saris, and he's less than 35. If he had a Saris, has many simonim begufoi, when he urinates, ein oisa kippur, so it seems it dribbles. He doesn't urinate properly. That's one of the simone of the srisis. If this person had simonim that he's a soris, so even though he's less than 35, dinai kegadol. So he also is a din of a godel, because now I see why he didn't, the whole Indian of 35 plus was, now I see why he didn't bring Saris. He can't say he's a cotton, so cotton because he's a Saris. Now if he's less than 35 in a day, and there are Simon Lesrises, we'll see exactly in the Mishnah Berurah. So now that alone is also a reason to understand why he didn't bring Saris, because he's a Saris. So then again, it'll be a godel l'mafrei. But here there's a bunch of conditions. Now, simone Saris, if he brought simone Saris, the word that v'nezer b'sima kufayim b'esi fei, the different simonim aguf that a Saris possesses. Vafilu echod min ha-simonim ha-niskorim shom. He had one of the simonim, la-hashvo isoy le-soris. So he had one simon that's showing that he's a soris. Im lo-i hevish te-soris kam bezokin kimavur ba-go shom. So now we have a combination. I have two factors. Number one, I have simonim that he's a Saris, so then the whole question, where are the Saris, would show that he's still a cotton, but not applicable because he's a Saris. And so now I didn't bring Saris, so now I say he's a Godel, and we'll see exactly when this is. So he also has a din of a Godel. Now, but this halacha, V'davke k'shehigia l'shnas esrim. Now this din, that if he brought simone srisus and he didn't bring saris, so now I attribute that what he didn't bring saris is because he is a saris. Zedavke kshigil lishnas esrim haino shloishim yoyim bishnas esrim. Here, there is, that means he's 20 years and a month old, and he brought simonis rises, and he didn't bring saris, so then I combine, I say that I assume that he's a saris because of the simonis rises, and the not bringing saris is also from the simonis rises, and then I say that I assume that he's a saris, and then keno das roiva poiskim bevenazusim and kufna nasiv yudbeis lehevi shtei saris. So he brought simonis rises. It did not bring two saris. The oz mahani asimonim. So I have these two things. He brought simonis rises. He did not bring shtei saris. So I can assume from these two factors, l'shavi l'soris l'mafreya, that he's a soris. Now, this combination of he's 20 years old without saris and he brought simonis rises works as follows. Bein sh'neil d'loy ha-simonim b'shnas esri. He first acquired the simonis rises when he was 20. I kaidem l'seh. Or he was 19 years old, he had simonis rises. But al kaponim, I will not determine he's a soris till he's 20. And by 20, I make this combination. He has simonis rises and he doesn't have saris, so I assume he's a godel. Avol kaidem shigil ishnas esrin. But what is if he's 19? He's 19, he brought simonis rises, he doesn't have shtei saris. Af al pi sheyesh loy kol asimonis rises, I am not convinced he's a saris, omrinen adayin hukot. I assume that he's a kot. Could be he'll still bring saris. That means it could still be, he could have simonis rises, he's not a saris, and he'll bring saris, and he's a cotton, and when he'll bring saris, he'll become a cotton. So, Mamela, so I need this combination. He's 20 years old, he didn't bring saris, and he has simonis rises. So, Kaponim, now we know there are two oifanim to be mevara, that a person is a saris, and then he's a godel from bar mitzvah. One oifen is, if he didn't bring simonis rises, but he's 35 plus a day, and he didn't bring saris, so then I say the not bringing saris is a simon that he's a saris, and he's not a cotton, he's a saris, that's why he didn't bring saris, he's a godel from bar mitzvah. Or if he did bring simonis rises, and he's 20, and he did still not bring saris, that's also a proof that he's a soris. V'ayim b'prima godim shemetzadet loyma, the linyan tefillah shomi d'rabona nefshid yesh lohoka l'tzalfa yepilu koydim esrim im nira boy simoni soris. That means there's a suffix, still 20, I still am not sure that he's a soris. Even though he brought simonis rises, I'm not sure he's a soris. It could still occur that he'll bring saris by 20, and then he's not a soris, and then he became a godel. There's a possibility that he'll be, that it means even though he had simonis rises by 19, there's still a possibility he's a cotton and not a soris. That's a pass by 20, and he bought simonis rises, and he doesn't have saris, and then I know klor that he's a saris, and then he's a godel from bar mitzvah. So the prima godim says, and Lucher is very good because the mechaba never mentioned 20 years old. So the prima godim says if he's 19 years old, then he has simonis rises. I have a suffix. Will he bring saris before 20, or maybe he won't bring saris. So since tefillahs are the rabbonim, I can assume that somebody brought all simon isrisus mestame, he won't bring saris. There's a possibility he could bring, but I can assume so it's a suffix the rabbonim, and I can assume he's a godel, and a mele for tefillah it's good. That's the prima. I'm the prima godel shemitzadid loyma. The leinian tefillah shehu mitarabonim efshid yesh lokal letzarfev lekoydem esrim niraboy simon isol. Fine. Now let us go to the Gemara. Agor, umi abal kaponim, we know one thing. In order to be considered a godel, there are two necessary factors. He has to be 13 years old and he has to have shtei saris. Agor, so the Gemara says, umi u'ein medagda kim besaris. That means if we don't know, did he bring saris, did he not bring saris, and he's 13 years old, is Eloko Shehigia Lechlau Shinoiso, if he's 13 years old, and Roy, 13 year old, brings Saris, is Machsika Noiseka Godo. So we can assume that he's a Godo. Va'oimrim Le'inyan, even though there was no Birul that the yes Saris or not, we assume Mistoma Hevi Shtei Saris. Zakta Mishnah Berurah, le'inyan ze rotza loyme, le'inyan tefillah, shehi midarabonam. Tefillah is only a darabonam. So on a darabonam, we are soymech and chazoke derove. Chazoke derove means roiv bar mitzvah bochrim hev saris. This means that don't bring. So by a darabonam, we will rely on this roiv, and we will assume that some he brought saris. Lidyan tefillah shehi midarabonon. So we will rely on this chazoke, on this roiv. We'll send him to the omer to daven ma'ariv. We'll let him be mizamen. All these things which are adarabonon, we will assume that he's a godel. Afilu ledas apoiskim the tefillah he diraiset. That the place can know that tefillah the rice al kaponim tziref asore lav the rice, but this din that you need kol davo shebekdusha, you need 10 people. This is not the 10 gedolim. This is not a deraisa. This is a derabonon. So an derabonon al kain samchine, ba omr al zev amrinen kivin shebo lechlal shnoisov. Since he's 13 years old, mistome hevi shtei saris, I assume most probably he bought shtei saris. The roiv anoshim, roiv people, mikimin shigil lechlau shonim. If he's 13 years old or a nair or 12 years old, mistome hevi shtei saris. Mistome hevi shtei saris. That is by the Rabbon. Here we're talking about davening to be mitzarev to a minyan, which the whole din minyan is a Rabbonon. So memeila will be soymech and roib. Avo le'inyan shach chiyuve di eraise. But if we're talking about chiyuvim di eraise, let's speak about for a bar mitzvah bocher to say kiddush for his mother. His mother did not daven ma'ariv, so she's chayiv and kiddush min ha'toire. And he, min ha'toire, maybe he's still a cotton. Maybe this is a shayla of a deraisa. It's a shayla of a deraisa, so we will not rely on this chazok. And mistome he brought tzaris. By a deraisa, we don't rely on this. Aval in yishar, chiyuva deraisa. This will not help. That is the din. So let's talk about other cases. Let's say about koire talein parshas zocher is a deraisa. So then we will not rely on chazok ederove. Because man, with his no bira that it was heavy shtei saris or other things. Let's say by a seas matzis, you have to be losh lishmo, you have to be the pulis of the asiyas hamatzah has to be l'shem matzis mitzvah to a godel. So then to use bachrim, who I do not know if they, I know the bar mitzvah, but they do not know if it's a v'yushtei saris. So then when it comes to adiraisa, we cannot rely on this chazok and the rovim. He says, why don't you rely on this roif? That means even though all the time we go basa roif, but if the miyut is a miyut ha-motzri, that means, but it happens frequently, even though it's only, and that means, every 100 times you can find that there is 30% who do not bring saris, and this is motzui. Okay, nichmiru midarabonu lindaraisek meilini medikas oreya. Fine. Sif vov. Im hischil echod meyasore lihispalu levadoi. Now, you had 10 people, the shatz is up to Kaddish. And one person, he can't wait for them. He has a bus to make. So he's up to Shmenes already. So you had 9 people that they said Yishtabach, and now the Shatz is up to Saint Kaddish. And he went and started davening Shmenes. So what is his matzah? His matzah is he can't be oine on the Kaddish. That means a Kaddish. There's a din ani, you say, Omein, Omein, Yehish, Mei Rabbe. By davening, Shemein Esri now, he made himself in a position, he can't oine Omein. He's here, he's a godu, but he can't be an oine. So now the Mechaba says like this, V'im hischil echod mei asore lispalu levatoi. He started davening alone. And he can't answer. They're saying, oh, my name is my rabbi. He can't answer. He's from Shmenesre. Case number one. Case number two. No, he didn't daven. He didn't start davening Shmenesre. Oy shehu yoshein. He's sleeping. He's sleeping. We'll talk about what the meaning of sleeping is. But the vow the Mechaba compared, what is sleeping? He's here. He's a yid. The Shechinah is here, but he can't answer. Okay, we'll see in a minute. We'll talk about that too. But the Val de Machaber compared a Yoshein to a Mispalo. They have one common chesoron. They can't be oinim. The Mispalo can't be oinim al-Taloch, and he can't be an oinim because he's sleeping. But that's the only chesoron. But both of them, they're here. You have 10 Yidden here. Is the Shechinah here? The Shechinah is here. Kol be'yasor, the Shechinah is here. So Memel, the Shechinah is here. No, he can't be a Noine. So if I say, if one daven, it is irrelevant, even though I won't have Tisha Oinem, because he's davening, for that's vegan, it's good. So who I didn't, if a person is sleeping, it also will be good. Now, what? He can't talk. We'll talk about that. That's a sermon later. We'll get into that. Okay. Zogt Mishneh Brura. Echad me'yasore. Hu adim yoise me'yachod. That means that we're talking about a case that one person is davening, so he can't be an oine. Hu adim yoise me'yachod. The two that are davening. ובלבד שישרו רובם שאין מספר למשמיינה, אז רביכלו לא נסעומת. איסס לגבי דדין עניה, we need that רויב should answer, רויב should answer, right? So if you have רויב, that's sufficient. ויש מחמירים ביויס המאחות. We have 2 days. One day a whole, since the whole problem is you need oinim, so by oinim, you can have more than one that's davening, you can have a few that's davening, as long as you have shisha oinim. Yeah. So that's permissible. That's one day. A second day, others say, no, that only will only be mako if we're missing one oina. If we're missing more than one oina because he's davening, it's no good. Seva machloikis by a person's mispalu shmenesre, if you have two people that are davening from the minyan. Now, ubiyoshein, now if he's sleeping, bevadin lasaf of lubamoki matrak, biyoisa meyecho. But if he's sleeping, afilu atamoki matrak, we can only be mako with one person who's sleeping. Why? Ki belav ochi yesh harbe poiskim amachmirim biyoshem uchdu lakamei. There's many poiskim that hold that a yoshin bechlal is no good. A yoshin is worse than a mispala. We'll speak about it too. So memele, so afilu according to the, now, if we say it does help, but just like by mispala, I have others that hold only one helps. So by a yoshin, which others help, that others hold that a yoshin bechlal doesn't help. So more than one yoshin zicha won't help. Now, Ayin b'prima godim shekosav tu adin linyin zimun asoret. Now, if we hold, according to the Mechaba, that it's called by asoret shchinte shaye, so by zimun it'll also be the same thing. That means you want to bench zimun, you have one person who is sleeping now, so you can say, nevorech elokeinu. Yeah, gam ken yoshim etzarech v'dasa shulchanoch, k'moy linyan tfile. That means zimun is not more chomo than tfile. Ole inyan kriyas ha-toyre nesiyas kapayim tzorech iyun. And there, so by kriyas ha-toyre, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, by kriyas ha-toyre, we need listeners. The Kriyas HaTorah, we need listeners. So Memele, so if one is sleeping, it Zichah won't help. We need listeners. That's how there's a Melocha further that says that by Kriyas HaTorah you have to, that the people should be listening to the Kriya. And by Nesias Kapayim also, others hold, Kaisa Vohu as B'nai Yisrael, you need B'nai Yisrael, 10 B'nai Yisrael who are listening to the Bracha. So therefore could be there it's more Chama. Ach Linyan Kriyas Megillah, Bavade, Neyosh, Mitzav, Lassor, Kolama, the Megillah, Boy Yassor, the Pursumi Nisa, Beyosh, and Laki Pursum. Yes. Now, so the Mechaba compared a person who's davening, a person who's sleeping, that it's good. So what is the reason? Mitzaref imoim, the b'chol asoro shem gedoylim, shchinesh shalye b'neim. What's the problem? They can't answer. He's sleeping. He's davening. But that's irrelevant. But the Shechina is here. The v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael kerina b'hu. That's called the v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. There's a shros ha-Shechina there. And from a mele, that's good. V'lei domi l'kotten, the lav bar kedusha. Now this is Amoyra de Kezach. A cotton does not help, because a cotton is a lav bar kedusha. So I was trying to figure out why is a cotton called a lav bar kedusha. So I think, and I have two guys that this is pshat. The Zohar HaKodesh brings down, the Yisrael B'Sheh Shavayi brings down the Zohar HaKodesh. The Zohar HaKodesh says as follows. Mikadmas deno, before the bar mitzvah, lo yishoris alei nishmos elo. He doesn't have a neshama. till the bar mitzvah, a kotel does not have a neshama. Ad tleisa shoni, till he becomes 13. Ishtadluso, his whole existence, is by nefesh. He is a nefesh, it's a ruach, a neshama. So till 13 years, a nefesh, he doesn't have a neshama. The Gaon says he doesn't have a ruach either. Mitleisa shnin, when he comes 13 years old, yevinalei nishmosa kadisha ilo. Then he gets a neshama. Fine. So it could very well be the kedushas Yisroel he acquires when he gets a neshama. Kozman, he doesn't get a neshama. He doesn't have kedushas Yisroel. And with this we can understand two very interesting things. We had learned last week that others hold that if you have nine people in the kotman, and the kotman is holding a chumash, it's good. You can be mitzad of him. So what's the combination? Kotman and the chumash. So the Levush says, Pshat, Shanaisnim chumash biyodoi, and so im kedushas achumish yechoshev hu leechot. So it becomes one person. I was missing one person. So now he's holding achot with the holding im kedushas achumish yechoshev hu keechot. He's considered like one person. So what happened over here? So if we say that the reason he can't be mitzaref is because he didn't have kedushas Yisroel. He first gets the kedusha by when he gets the neshama. Now he doesn't have a neshama. So memele, so it's very good. So they hold, but if he's holding a chumash, so in kedushas a chumash, he's missing kedusha. So holding the chumash is considered like one. So I have one entity that has kedusha. Al kaponim. So we see the problem was he was missing the kedusha. One raya. A second raya, this a moiridike taz. The taz is chaylik on the mechaba. The mechaba says a yoshin is mitzadav. And the taz says no. And the taz says, he says, how could a yoshin be mitzadav? When he's sleeping, salko minei nishmoso. So he doesn't even, the neshama went away. When he sleeps, when a person wakes up, the neshama comes back. But when he's sleeping, the neshama left him. Zoktetaz, the salko minei nishmoso, leihavi bechlau kedusha. So it's missing kedushas Yisroel. So you see clearly from the taz, that the Kedushas Yisrael one has is to the Neshama. So he says, so if he's sleeping, so the Neshama left him, so he's without a Neshama. So he's just like a cotton. Just like a cotton is no good, so a person who's sleeping is also, he's chaylik on the Mechaba. So Al Kaponim, we see the criteria is the Neshama. That the Neshama that a person has gives him Kedushas Yisrael. So Memeila, so a cotton doesn't have this neshama. If he doesn't have this neshama, so the whole concept of a niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisroel only applies to Yidin who have a kedushas neshama. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah further. Niktashti b'soich b'klinibol. But the dam will cut laba kedushu. V'ayim b'tash shachoy l'klin yinyoshin. Osvigalei deim etzaref. And that's the swallow that the Taz says. Ve'iskim imaya prichodosh. And the prichodosh says something else. The yoshin choshev kishoite. The prichodosh has a different reason. He says the Taz says he's missing kedushas Yisrael because he doesn't have a neshama. The prichodosh says he doesn't have Taz either. So he's a shoite. So a shoite is also even so a shoite that's bar mitzvah has kedushas Yisrael, but he's a shoite. Ayin shom. So Memeila, we have something very interesting. We have a machaba that said a person is sleeping, he could be mashlam aminyan. The Taz and Pechichodosh says, the choylik on the machaba, he cannot be mashlam aminyan. So Al-Kain, so the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatchile bevadai tzorech l'kitzoy. You should wake him up. According to the Taz, you can't say Kedusha. The Taz and B'chi Chodesh. But Al-Kaponim lo'iro ishi misnam name. You should wake him up. He should be... What? He's slumbering, but Al Kaponim, the Neshama came back already. He's more or less connected. He's not a shaita. V'ayim bebir aloche. The bir aloche holds it shreklich. Alana poiskim acholik on the mechaba. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we have a mechaba. So I mean, what's that? So he says, if it's a big shas atchak, so he says like this. If the shadow is only yishtabach, kaddish, bochu, no. I'll buy that. So I can say Kaddish and Bochu because I'll assume that I Nikdashti B'Sech B'nai Yisrael. But if I'm davening over Ahoichesh Menesre, Nasa Shaila B'Brocha L'Batola, according to the Taz, the Pri Chodosh, it's a Brocha L'Batola. He says, then you can't be Mekel so much. So they bring down, let's say if I'm davening a Kurtzer Shemenesre, so I'm davening for myself, so there's no brocha levatola, and the kedusha, so then we can be saying mechanda does. And that's it, Isis. Okay. Shikha matters how shikha, it matters how shikha he is. Kishikrusa ishalait, I mean, you have to be... You have to be shikrusa shalait. He really doesn't know what's happening. He's out. Mom is out.